This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Voters in six states continue to cast or count ballots for former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Biden expected to win at states conclusively that include Mississippi, Missouri, and the big prize, Michigan. Voters are also casting ballots in states of Idaho and Washington. North Dakota is holding Democratic caucuses. Coronavirus clusters are being reported in Massachusetts and Washington. AP correspondent Mike Rossio.
Clusters of coronavirus cases are being reported on both coasts of the United States, with 70 cases now connected to a biotech conference in Boston, leading Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker to declare a state of emergency. In hard-hit Washington state, 10 nursing homes are reporting infections. Washington Governor Jay Inslee.
In 7 or 8 weeks, there could be 64,000 people infected in the state of Washington if we don't somehow slow down this epidemic.
On the campaign trail, Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders called off rallies scheduled in Cleveland Tuesday night.
The last thing in the world we will ever want to do is put anybody in danger.
I'm Mike Gracia.
Members of President Trump's coronavirus task force held a news conference with updates on the spread of the disease and what Americans should do to cope. While the number of new cases in China has slowed, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said coronavirus continues to spread around the world.
The cases continue to increase globally. We're paying particular attention to the cases in Europe, in Italy, and France, in which we're starting to see that up. At the same time as the relative number of new cases come down from China, what we're seeing in Europe is that Europe is in that upslope.
And questioned by reporters, President Trump said that he has not been tested for the virus. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has issued a decree setting in motion the release of thousands of Taliban prisoners as the U.S. military begins a troop drawdown in the country. The U.S.-Taliban agreement, sealed in Qatar 10 days ago, requires all American and coalition forces to leave the country in the next 14 months. The agreement is subject to insurgent counterterrorism assurances and commitments. The Taliban would seek a political reconciliation with other Afghan stakeholders. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is deploring the violent escalating attacks against political opponents of the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Michelle Bachelet presented an oral update of the situation in Venezuela to the UN Human Rights Council Tuesday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Human rights chief Michelle Bachelet says the human rights situation in Venezuela has worsened since she last reported on conditions in that country in December. She speaks through an interpreter.
My office has also documented aggressions against members of the political opposition, protesters, and journalists. And the security forces did not act to prevent such aggressions. We have also registered cases of seizures by political parties and NGOs. These aggressions are usually accompanied by a rhetoric that stigmatizes, exposes, and discredits the victims and justifies violence.
Bachelet, a former president of Chile, says she's also concerned about pending legislation to sanction human rights organizations that receive funding from abroad. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuela's ambassador to the UN in Geneva criticized the High Commissioner's presentation as lacking balance, but he notes the necessity of maintaining a dialogue with her office and says his country welcomes its technical assistance. Thousands of migrants continue to mass on the Turkey-Greece border. There have been few signs of breakthrough in emergency talks between Turkey and the European Union. Five EU member states, Germany, Finland, France, Luxembourg, and Portugal, agreed to take in unaccompanied migrant children who are stuck in Greece, though the numbers are unclear. Ankara encouraged migrants to head to the Greek border last week, accusing the EU of failing to keep to the promises it made in a 2016 deal struck at the height of the European refugee crisis. Turkey is hosting around 4 million migrants, many of them escaping the war in Syria. The trial over the 2014 down of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 opened in the Netherlands over the July 2014 downing of the flight. The suspects, three Russians and a Ukrainian, are charged with the murders of 298 passengers and crew who were killed when flight MH17 from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur was shot down by a Russian-made anti-aircraft missile. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.